Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. I hope you had a great epiphany today. And if it was your first day back to school, like it was here in town, I hope it was good to be back. I saw something on the news tonight that I wanted to share with you. A couple months back, we had a stretch of days where it was really foggy. You couldn't see more than a few feet in front of your face. This happens now and then, and pretty much everyone just stays home if they can, because driving in thick fog can be tricky. It's also dangerous to be out on the water in conditions like these, especially when you're near the coast. You can, very suddenly, sail up to rocks, or the shore, or in our area, rocky cliffs, and you might end up crashing your boat. But we have something that helps, even in the worst fog. Do you know what it is? That's right, our lighthouse. It sits out on the cliffs, right where the harbor meets the open ocean. It has a powerful light at the top, as well as a foghorn that can be heard for miles. The lighthouse both warns and guides sailors, keeping them away from danger and showing them the way to safety in our harbor. Well, when that thick fog rolled in a few months ago, there was a family out sailing in our area. They were on vacation, and while they had some experience sailing, they were unfamiliar with our area and had never really been in fog that bad before. But thanks to our lighthouse, they were able to make it into Grace Harbor and wait until the fog cleared. We were reminded of the story on the news tonight because the family just sent a huge gift basket to the crew at the lighthouse as a way of saying thank you. It had all kinds of tasty snacks, a nice candle, and some gift cards. But the best part of all was the heartfelt note of gratitude and picture of the family standing with the crew in front of the lighthouse. It can be really scary to be lost, can't it? When you don't know where you are, or you aren't quite sure where to go, we might feel our hearts start to beat faster or get a weird feeling in our stomach. But then, when you see something familiar, or someone helps you find your way, it's such a relief. I wonder if you can think of a time when you felt like you were lost. Maybe you got separated from your family at a store, or a place like a theme park or museum. Or maybe you were last in line at school, got distracted by something, and looked up to see your class had gone around the corner. Or maybe one of the adults can think of a time when they were driving somewhere unfamiliar and the map on their phone wasn't working because there was no signal. Share with each other what you can remember about a time like that. What happened, how did you feel, and maybe even how you eventually found your way. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. You know, in the same way it's possible to wander off from our family and get lost if we aren't paying attention, it's also possible to wander away from the way God wants us to live our lives. For example, God wants us to be kind and love everyone, but sometimes we might say something mean when we're upset. Sometimes it is truly a mistake and it just kind of popped out of our mouth in the moment. But sometimes it is less of a mistake and more of a choice. We think the mean thing first, and the little voice in our head says, "You probably shouldn't say that," but we do it anyway. And sometimes after we've said the mean thing, it might even feel good in the moment. But if you're anything like me, once the heat of the moment passes, I start to feel bad. I get upset with myself, and I might even start to feel lost in a way. I know how God wants me to treat others, and yet here I am, doing the exact opposite. Now, here's the thing. No matter where we are or what we do, God is always with us. God will never leave or abandon us. But when we choose to follow things like our frustration and our selfishness rather than God, it can leave us feeling lost. You might even feel like you're stuck in a thick fog and you don't know where to turn. But because God is always with us, we can ask God to lead us. And like the Grace Harbor Lighthouse, shining its light and blaring its horn through the fog, the love and forgiveness of God will shine through, showing us the way back home. Okay, let's close with a prayer. And tonight feels like a good night for a breath prayer. Do you remember what that is? We'll breathe in and out slowly together and pray this short prayer. Light of the world, shine in my life. Light of the world is one of the names for Jesus in the Bible, so we're asking Jesus to shine in our lives on this Epiphany night so we can see the way to live as Jesus wants us to. Okay, I'll guide you. Ready? As you breathe in, pray, Light of the world. And as you breathe out, pray, Shine in my life. Inhale, Light of the world. Exhale, Shine in my life. Light of the world, shine in my life. Light of the world, shine in my life. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, get a good night's sleep, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.